You guessed it. We're talking all about podcast growth. Again. In this episode, number 225, if growth is what you are after, then I'm giving up all the proven strategies that work. But there's one caveat. It is up to you to roll up your sleeves and commit to working these strategies in this new podcasting world. Okay, let's dig in. You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. All right, so this comes up a bunch, and I wanted to take some time to share more advice with you about growth. And this is something that recently came up with one of my clients, and it comes up with most of the people that I work with and many of you listeners, and that is the subject of growth. And it's kind of funny because I share this advice again and again, and then someone will come back and say, okay, but wait, how can I grow? And it's like almost like, wait, it's not that. It's got to be something else, right? There's some sort of mystique about downloads and stats, and that somehow you believe that that is the only metric that you should be looking at. And when I hear this, I truly want to scream. And I mean this with all respect, but it is something that is so easy to get obsessed with and locked into. And I know I've done this early in my podcasting career. But before I dive into what growth really means and the steps that you can take now to grow, let me tell you a little bit about downloads and the danger of downloads. And they really are misleading. So I recently attended Podcast Movement in Las Vegas, and Rob Walsh with Libsyn gave a class on the BS of downloads. And here are a few takeaways that he shared that I want to pay forward and share with you. When you're looking at downloads, it is important to actually look at the users, because downloads can come from just one listener, from one user, because it is possible that they could be downloading your back catalog. So really take a look at the user. Because many of those repeat numbers that you might see, like that might look like really big numbers, sometimes in the thousands for some podcasts, but that could be from one single user. I mean, that's huge. That one is huge, because we could be looking at like hundreds of downloads maybe from one person who's come back, who's downloaded more, who's listened again, who's come back, who listened again. Okay, another thing that Rob talked about was some people are actually gaming the system with fake downloads. Now, he referred to this as a download farm, and I tried to look that up. I tried to Google that, and I could not find anything for that term. But basically, this is something I've been seeing for years. People are pretending, like especially people that want to get advertisers or they want to look like they have influence. You know, they want to have that social proof, right? That says, look at me, I have 10,000 downloads per episode or some whatever it is. This is unethical and it sets a really bad example. I mean, I think that just goes without saying, right? And here's the deal about downloads. Downloads are nothing more than one computer talking to another computer. And they provide zero insight into an actual human listening behavior, right? So you are not getting those meaningful metrics that you know I love to talk about, and I've talked about many times on this podcast. When I say meaningful metrics, Are people contacting you? Are they getting in touch? Are they engaging with you? Are they leaving you ratings and reviews? Another takeaway from Rob's session at Podcast Movement. So if you go to Apple, you'll see a category that'll say top podcasts, or you'll see these top ranked shows. People think, and I used to think this too, people think that the top 100 shows means that they are getting really good download numbers. That is not true. It is actually based on how many people are following you. It has nothing to do with consumption. Okay? It has nothing to do with getting really, really good podcast numbers, download numbers. That's really eye-opening. And yes, people are actually photoshopping their stats. I mean, it's easy to do. Anybody can go into Canva, remove a background, erase numbers, add new numbers, right? Match the fonts. Anybody can do it. It is so easy. And people are doing that. And they are lying in order to attract influence, look bigger than they are, attract sponsors. So beware. There's a lot of scammy stuff going on in the online space, and podcasting is no different. If downloads and stats are your main focus and you hear other people telling you that it should be or acting like it should be, you are being lied to. I'm just going to say it. Obsessing on download metrics has been the killer of many podcasts who really need to be focusing on killer content instead. Yep, I said it. Caring about downloads means you're not caring enough about your listeners, the actual humans who are paying attention. Okay, so let's shift to what really does matter. Okay, your platform does matter. How you grow in your own personal or your own business space, whatever you're doing as a life coach or whatever business you are in, there is a direct relation to this and your podcast. If you want to grow, right? If this is your goal and you're like, I really want to grow, I really want to figure this out, how can I do it? Also look at your business about growing your business platform and your community and collaborating. That is how your podcast will grow. It is relative. But I want to make something clear. I don't believe that growth should be your goal. If you believe you are not growing, and if you believe that you're not growing and you're kind of grasping, I want to grow. What's going on? How can I grow? That's the thing that's going to hold you back. That's the thing that's going to cause friction for you. Okay? So here's what I can share with you based on having been in the podcasting space for nearly 10 years. In May, it's going to be 10 years that I have been a podcaster, that I have been loving this medium and learning so much about it. And man, I just keep learning every day, and it's amazing. So let's just talk first about titles. How's that for starters, right? So let's talk a little bit. I guess we're getting a little bit into the SEO, search engine optimization territory. Titles are important, and that does help attract SEO, but that is only part of the picture. Because if you feel like you are struggling with growth, or you know, you're feeling a little bit stagnant, it is about shaking things up in a little bit of a different way. And that is, here I go, I'm going to say it. I've said it many times. You've heard it many times. I'm not recreating the wheel here. It is about getting on other podcasts and collaborating with other shows. So being a guest and also having strategic guests on your podcast. I said, this is about growth. This is for those of you that are saying, give it to me, Kara. I want to know. This is one of the direct paths to growth. And it is about also being a little bit strategic. Don't just get a willy-nilly on every podcast, which I think if you you feel like you just want to spread the word and you're like, yes, I want to tell the world. I don't care. Whoever asked me to be on, I'm going to be on. And I'm going to also, reach out to lots of different people. Then yes, like go for it. But if you really want to be strategic, think about the kinds of shows that will be where your listeners are hanging out to. The shows that would likely be listening to your show if they knew about you. Someone who does this really, really well is Maggie Reyes. She has a podcast called the Marriage Life Coach Podcast, and she guests on other shows like all the time. From what she told me, she does it at least once or twice a month. And she's just like, and I said, wow, you're so, I said, do you want some questions? Do you want to, like, this was before we had our conversation. She's like, oh, no. You know, I do this. I'm always on shows. Like, it's no big deal. So if you have any fear around it, I mean, think of it like the more you do it, the easier it gets, the more you're going to just love it. Just so, yeah, you might feel a little bit nervous. You might feel a little bit, you know, have a little bit of, fear around being a guest on other shows. But, you know, it's really about just getting out of your own way and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. This is something that has to happen if you want to grow and you feel like you want to see that bump in, you know, listenership. This is really a very powerful strategy. And by the way, Maggie has been on this podcast, episode 152, Strengthening Your Self-Love Muscle with Maggie Reyes. So check that episode out and have a listen to my convo with this beautiful human. Collaborating and playing the long game is the name of the game in podcasting growth. It's not only what you're doing on your podcast. Collaborating with other podcasters is the way to get more listens, to get more traction for your show, which in turn grows the show if this is your goal. But at the end of the day, the truth is this. It is about the process, the teaching tool that you're creating, the body of work that you are making, the enjoyment, not to get to some imaginary finish line. So unfortunately, as I said before, this can be the killer of many podcasts. Because what happens is then impatience sets in. And I know from my own experience, because that's something I got to work on a lot in other areas of my life, but you know, impatience can lead to so many other things where we're frustrated, we cut corners, we make mistakes, and with podcasting that can translate into creating episodes that are not that good. They're kind of plain vanilla. They're really not, they're just done because it's a chore. If you're listening right now and you're like, yeah, my heart's not in this anymore. How can you find the reason why you started podcasting? And if your reason had to do with, oh, this is another way to market my business, it's time to go back to the drawing board and find a new reason. And when you invite guests, expect reciprocity. Do not be afraid to ask the guest to share the episodes that they are on. Requiring guests to share is important. You know, you might be thinking all these things that I'm saying are very controversial, but you know what? There are things that you have to do if you want something. If you want your podcast to grow, if you're like, look, I've been doing this for 2 years and I'm not seeing the results I want. And if you're not doing any of these things, this is a call to action for you to really take a look. Because if you are not loving the process and you're not willing to do any of these things, that's something to look at. That could be, you know, a real red flag for you. Like, why is that happening? Why do I not want to do these things? Does my podcast mean that much to me? And this isn't a bad thing, by the way. It's like, wow, I figured out that this isn't working for me anymore and I'm ready to let it go. You know, you can stop. I mean, this podcast is about keeping you going. I want you to. However, all things come to an end. When something begins, there's always an end at some point, okay? There's always a chapter that ends. There's always a book that closes. And that is also the case with your podcast. Your podcast is not infinite and it can end. But if you're like, nope, I'm here. That's why I'm listening, Kara. I want this. Requiring, going back to what I was just saying, because that was like a little rant or a little soapbox moment. So like I was saying about guests, requiring guests to share episodes is important. You are both doing this because you want to grow something. So expect that reciprocity. You want to look for guests who share your vision about collaboration and who will share it generously to their audience, not just as like, not just once or as an afterthought. Ask what they can offer you in turn for their appearance on your show. Okay? Ask them, is there anything that you can offer? Do you have a special program? Could you offer a discount on something? Could you offer a free guide on something that is special for my listeners? And then what platforms will they ask them the question? Like to really understand, like, are they dialed in? Are they committed to this? And this could be a conversation that you have before you get on a call, before you schedule something. And now the way that you can do this really well, really so that you can kind of figure out how to really bring in those guests that you really want, do this through a Google form, or if you have an app, a scheduler like Calendly or Acuity, ask questions. Because someone who really wants to be on your show and who really understands your vision about collaboration, they're going to answer these questions. You can also ask, what platforms will you be sharing, or what are your platforms and where do you plan on sharing the episode once it goes live? So just get all of that information up front and they can submit to you. Like if someone is requesting, or even if it's someone that you reach out to, still send them your calendar scheduler and they're going to see the questions, and you know, that's it. That's going to do the work for you up front. And if someone pushes back on this, yeah, just consider it a red flag. Inviting your coaching clients on the show is awesome too. And you know, I know that many of you guys are doing that, and it serves the purpose to showcase and promote your coaching program and your coaching skills. And it is also about asking those guests, those, you know, clients to be proactive in sharing, to be part of that sharing process too. And if you're never leaving your show, you know, you're never getting off of your own podcast, or have guests who are not proactive about sharing and seeing the potential to collaborate too, and you're not growing, it could be because it's like you're in a vacuum. You are talking to the same people again and again, right? Maybe the same 100 people. Let's just say if you're getting 100 downloads, or you're not hearing any, you know, it seems like crickets. It could be like you're in a vacuum because you're talking, you're like in a loop. You're talking to the same people, the same listeners again and again. And so you're not inviting anyone in that's new. And by getting out from behind your own microphone and inviting guests to your show who see the vision for creating community and growth, you know, these are the two biggest pieces of the growth puzzle. And I want to be clear on this next point. Your growth should be for a purpose, not for vanity, you know, not for like influence. Look at me. I'm so important. My downloads are amazing. So therefore, I'm an amazing coach and you should hire me. Vanity reasons won't go far. Why do you want to grow? If it's to get more clients, that's another one that won't get you very far. If you want people to hear your important message because people so desperately need the help, yep, there's a purpose. There's a purposeful reason. So what is yours? That is one of the questions that I'm going to leave you with. Write it down, put it on your phone, whatever, if you're out walking. What is your reason for this? And I want you to be really honest with yourself. If you're like, I don't even have one. I guess I never had one. Now it's time to find one. Another strategy that we all know and love, well, sometimes we don't love it, is asking for 5-star ratings and reviews. This is something you hear all the time on repeat. I get it, but if you can find a fun way to ask for 5-star ratings and reviews by maybe turning it into a special contest or a giveaway, maybe you can give away a bag of my favorite things. One of my clients did that. And then when you get ratings and reviews, the reason for this is, yes, of course, we all say, so people can hear me, so people can find me, because Apple Podcasts looks favorably on those shows that get those reviews, that see, oh, you know what? It's just like other platforms that have these computers talking to computers, right? Remember that? I said that before. It's not like some guy at Apple is saying, wow, look at that. They have these really nice reviews. Let's put them in the top podcast section. No, it's, you know, the computers see this. It's just there's no emotion there, right? And so it sees that you're getting these reviews. There must be a reason that you're getting all these 5 stars and these reviews. And so that helps your podcast, bumps you up in the algorithm in your category. Okay, so that is another thing that you should continue to do and look for creative ways to ask for reviews, 5-star rating and reviews, okay? And again, growth, it all happens over a period of time. I don't have a timeline and I know you want it. That's why it's about finding peace with the fact that it is a process. It is not about getting to the goal or the finish line. It is less about that and it is not about the downloads. So my best suggestion is for you to hop on Apple Podcasts on your phone, since this is how people are listening. And I want you to use the search tool in these 3 ways. So number one, search for your podcast first. So if you look on the app, there's that little search tool, right? Tap that and then scroll to the bottom. So search your podcast first. So type in your podcast in the search box and then scroll to the bottom to see the section called You Might Also Like. These are the podcasts that other people are listening to that also listen to your podcast. Did you hear me? I'm going to say it again. These are the podcasts that other people are listening to that also listen to your podcast. These are the shows that you can reach out to and ask if they would like you to be a guest, or you could invite them to be a guest on your show. Like, brilliant, right? And you might notice some of these shows, if your people are listening to, that's where your other people are. And some of those shows might have bigger audiences. And you may even know some of them, right? So that's a big one. That's a really good one. Okay, so number two. Okay, now number two, then go to browse, and that's on the bottom. It looks like 4 little boxes together, little tiny boxes. So tap browse to see what's happening in the top podcasts and ask yourself questions about them. Here are some that I recommend, and you can obviously, you know, come up with your own. What do their titles look like? Do they seem to get consistent ratings and reviews? How does their category relate to their topic? Yes, you can change the category you're in, by the way. That can also help. So, like, for example, many coaches use mental health as a category. So maybe changing it to self-improvement could help spark more listeners. Or maybe, you know, maybe you could change it to relationships if you're a coach who focuses on relationships instead of, you know, mental health. So think like the person who is like listening or who wants to listen to your show, who is searching for a show like yours. Think like they would. And number three is your show art, right? It's that's your podcast graphic, right? The one that everyone sees in the players. Look at your show art in comparison to other shows. Do your colors pop? Do they stand out? Are they too subdued, right? Are they very mellow? Is there enough contrast between your title and the background? Are your fonts big enough? What works really well with podcasts, it's really simple, black and white. So black background, white fonts, or vice versa. Pink really is a good, it's a good color, fuchsia, pink. I will tell you this just from my experience as a magazine editor, and it was always about the newsstand, like what sells on the newsstand. So it's kind of the same, like think of podcasts, your podcast player, like a newsstand. What pops out at you is what you're going to grab. And pink, fuchsia, like always sold. Like when I would look at the numbers for the magazine, the pink covers always were the top sellers. Now, I mean, the audience were women, but still, how many magazines are out there for women that don't have pink covers, right? So it was just like a no-brainer. I'm like, yep, we're doing a pink cover again. So anyway, just take a look at the show art to really see how yours looks in comparison to those top shows. And also, I want to ask you this question. Why do you think or believe that you're not growing? How do you know that for sure? Because if you're listening to this and you're like, well, the downloads aren't there, no one's talking to me, and it's crickets, that is not an indicator of growth, of non-growth. So I want you to be honest about this. I want you to find out what you are basing this on so you can diffuse the BS. Because podcast growth is incremental and subtle, and it happens over time. And downloads are misleading, and they are like a house of mirrors, right? It's like a house of mirrors. It's like, is that true? Is that real? What's true? What's not true? It is, at the end of the day, it is a long game. And my guess is that you are growing just through the natural course of time. Building a body of work, a library of content, getting better as a podcaster, as an interviewer, as, you know, just as a speaker, practicing and just getting better and better and better. And it's all about little shifts in mindset. This can be like huge. So if you follow a course and you stick to it and commit to that path and believe you are growing, that's when you're going to see the magic. And here's the paradox, right? It's like you're going to see it, but it's not, it's when you least expect it. And you know, if you're in this mode of like really grasping and wanting it, and you're impatient and you're cranky and you're complainy and you're whiny, and it's excruciating, it's not going to work for you, because you're going to give up before you even have the chance to see change, to see growth, like the little bud coming out of the ground. Like, think about it from that perspective. Like when you see those buds coming up in the spring, there's no way you can rush that. A part of us is like, oh, I can't wait to see the flower. But you know, it's like, there's no way I can rush that. So you just don't rush it. Because you already know with certainty that that's not possible. And like in our life, you know, in our outside of podcasting, right? We see this when we're pushing, when we're trying really hard, be it, you know, whether we're trying to lose weight, we're trying to like make money in our business. We're trying in relationships where we're trying really hard and we're feeling needy and we want things to happen and we're acting a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Entitled. There it is. Once we truly let go and we stop resisting what's in front of us, when we start with, you know, practicing patient acceptance, and we allow the universe to step in while we also show up and we commit. So we're co-conspiring with the universe at the same time, right? It's not like we're just sitting there and believing it. We're doing the work with the universe and we are committing. And that's when you're going to see results. I don't know what kind of results those are going to be, but I'm sure they're going to be really amazing. And you're going to learn a shit ton about yourself in the process. And these results are going to happen because you didn't expect anything. All right, that's all I got for you. So go out there and start planting those seeds and seeing those little sprouts come up. All right, see you next time.